FC, as well as played for several clubs both in Nigeria and abroad. On a sad note, the remains of Chief Aloysius Oba of Umukehi Oshi, Urata, in the Warren of local government area Imo State, have been laid to rest. The funeral mass preceding the burial took place at Immaculate Heart of Mary Catholic Parish, Oji. Stanley Okehe completes the story.
Delivering the sermon, the parish priest of Immaculate Heart of Mary Catholic Parish, Oji, Reverend Father Justin Onamma, said the death of a Christian is what he described as the aiming of his baptism. He reminded Christians that the souls of the living and the dead belong to God, noting that the death of the faithful is precious in the eyes of the Lord. Citing the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 35 to 41, Reverend Father Onamma said death is the beginning of a new life in Christ. He thanked God for granting the late Aloysius Oba the gift of longevity and prayed for God's merciful judgment on his behalf.
The first headmaster of our nursery primary school, Onaiku Aloy Oba, it is on record. Rona Chukwu Onu, Ure Buchineke, Ure Sromanya, Ure Buchuku, Ure Nwo, Ure Ulite Nzuko Christi through the school apostolate in those days. And we pray today, Kachineke Nabatam Urobiye, Nandokwa.
The first son of the deceased, Mr. Kasmia Oba, as well as his daughter, Dr. Ngozi Nheme, the director of radio services, Imo Broadcasting Corporation, IBC Owen, said their father was a core disciplinarian and the personification of integrity. They recalled his wise counsel and said he would be missed for his life of honesty, transparency and truthfulness.
Thank God for his life. He's a wonderful man, very honest to the core, and he made sure that he trained his children to give God glory because he died at a ripe age.
Oh no, mama, no, no family ananya. Oji hiya basaro mya. Ebu, always disciplinarian. Oh no, nyankuji. So nkuji ya humpanayome. We so dearly loved him. And he loved us, so we don't, in fact, we miss him, his absence right now in the family.
Consoling the Oba family, the Director General of Imo Broadcasting Corporation, Chief Ifi Onyebule, represented by the Director of Commercials and Business Enterprises, Mrs. Ogechi Pascal Odua, said nothing could be more painful than the death of a loved one. She encouraged the Oba family to take solace in the fact that their father lived a long life and urged them to bear the loss with courage.
We have come to condole with the Oba's family, Ngozi Heme and her siblings, on the death of their father, and we have come to mourn with her, even though the father got to the age of 92, which is very remarkable. So we pray that the good Lord should give them the fortitude to bear the loss, and we pray that we that are living, God should grant us the grace to see our 90s and our 100s in good health of body and mind.
The traditional ruler of Oji Autonomous Community, Eze Innocent Topara, and the vice chairman of the Catholic Men Organization, Immaculate Heart of Mary Catholic Parish Oji, Mr. Walter Ajayi, recalled the late Oba's achievements as a former councillor of Oji community, noting how he distinguished himself as a man of character and integrity.
He was once our councillor. He's a fine footballer. He played for ECN.
Mama Aranda Mukwa, always you man. And one year, who is a Moku? You are all I hear a dog, Ojezere.
The late Chief Aloysius Oba, who died at the age of 92, is survived by his wife, Mrs. Rita Oba, 7 children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, and many relatives. Stanley Okehie, Orient FM News.
To end the news, here is a recap of the major stories.